18. Soft black stars. Forward command, Bayard Point, Maine, 12/21/2012. Stop me if you've heard this one. Good and evil walk into a bar. Here, at precisely 810 hours, the directive came down from on high, effective immediately, cease all evacuation efforts. Additional civilian and military casualties, an acceptable loss. Mourn the coming dead after 0030 of the 21st day of December, but blow the goddamn Deer Isle Sedgwick suspension bridge spanning Egamoggon Reach. Blow it this very night, bury it on the muddy bottom of the leprous bay. There's not to reason why. Finally, all other avenues and efforts and fools' hopes exhausted, they will follow orders. Press the red button, implement Operation Umbilicus. Yes, in fact, until this evening, the name has seemed hilarious to more than a few. Who the hell came up with that one anyway? Don't ask me, I just fucking work here. The writing has been on the wall since August, but no one has wanted to read it. No one wanted to believe it would ever go this far, because we are not goddamn Neanderthals huddling in caves by firelight, trembling at the eyeshine outside, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Because we are not savages. Because a shoulder to the wheel, and all our technology and all our beautiful weapons, and all our careful planning. And brave men can solve any situation, no matter how dire. Isn't that motherfucker Bin Laden dead? Have we not eradicated smallpox? Are we not making the world safe for democracy? Well, are we not? Do we now leave men and women to die deaths more horrific than any ever imagined by Hollywood, the Rand Corporation and the Trilateral Commission, science fiction fucking authors, the alarmists, survivalists, the Book of Revelation, super secret policy institutes, etc. and etc. and etc.?
Doesn't seem that way,
replies the Major General with his two stars on his shoulder, one named Wormwood, the other left unchristened. A sergeant barks orders, and his men cannot allow themselves to think about the consequences. Three have gone rabbit since yesterday, and all three were shot as deserters. Not arrested, shot. The rest will do their job and see to the explosive charges, the dynamite, nitroglycerin, the catalysts before the detonation of the linear-shaped charges. The demolition team stands at the ready and have stood so since dusk. Executioners, who are also saviours, watch the clocks, ticking off the bits and pieces of seconds until the implosion of the suspension bridge connecting Little Deer Isle to the mainland. The bridge uniting Deer and Little Deer will be left intact. No one knows why. Theirs is most emphatically not to wonder why. The deities and demigods in Washington and the command centre in Brooksville and in the Albany ant farm have those answers, which has to be good enough. Good enough for government work. Good enough to shove a cork in an apocalypse. La Aena. The third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from heaven blazing like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many died from the water because it was made bitter.
Buck up, little buckaroo. We're saving the world tonight. Does anyone believe for a minute this is going to stop that?
And the corporal points at the glistening sheen smothering the breach, the foulness slick in the solstice moonlight.
Those assholes may as well shoot at an elephant with a BB gun.
Bows and arrows against the lightning. The air is being chopped apart with a noise from the rotors of the vigilant Sikorsky UH-60 Black Hawks patrolling overhead. Angles of harsh angels and flat surfaces, terrible swift swords. Do not look at the face of God. Padre, say a prayer for me. We'd circle and we'd circle and we'd circle, she, a laughing, giggling whirlybird, my final days in company. The devil now has come for me and helicopters circling the scene. This is the end, my beautiful friend. This is the end. That's Charlie's point. Except you. You were talking about the end of the world. Lord, hold our troops in your loving hands. Protect them as they protect us. Bless them and their selfless acts. They perform for us in our time of need. Sed libera nos a malo hosanna. Amen. Amen.
Now, my child, go and sin no more.
Below the bridge, a lumpy, round mass, more vasty than Leviathan or 10 humpback whales, is rising from the slime, slime rising from the slime, the starfall corruption taking shape. It opens one eye. On the granite boulders north and south of the bridge, the metacoven of government-requisitioned shamans, witches and archmages have all begun their chants and sacrifices. Black books have been opened. The first shockwave is their magic. T-minus 3 minutes and counting. And the second is the Black Hawks' barrage of armaments, laser-guided AGM-114 Hellfire missiles, Hydra 70 rockets, the chut-chut-chut bursts from machine and Gatling guns, enough to wake the dearly departed. The thing below the bridge bleeds and howls and surges forward. There is no reckoning the anger in that eye, no reckoning whatso fucking ever. It howls, and now other shapes are rising from the dead waters answering the call.
You can't kill the great old ones with shotguns. You may as well grab a goddamn pointy stick.
Write that on the shithouse wall. T-minus 1 minute. T-minus 45 seconds. Two of the Black Hawks come apart in the air and trail flaming debris across the main night sky and raise fireballs from the haunted forests of Little Deer Isle. Nothing touched the choppers. Nothing at all. They simply came apart.
T-minus... I'm telling you, man, you can't kill fucking Kalulahu with a shotgun. Ain't you seen Godzilla? Ain't you ever seen Cloverfield?
Dude, I saw Aliens, okay? And guns and nukes worked just fine in Aliens.
Those ain't nukes, you stupid fucking hick. Those ain't nukes.
Rotten waves slop against the shore below the bridge, beneath either shore at either end of the bridge, northeast, southwest. The lantern beams of lighthouses carve white clefts across the battlefield, shooing away any who would dare wander near in these last seconds. Lighthouses that still stand and still shine, and fuck all knows how that can be, because the gods have a flair for the cinematic. Deer Isle Lighthouse, Pumpkin Island Lighthouse. Some that ought not to even be visible from this vantage point, but the abominations rising from the reach have begun to warp the fabric of the world, triggering a cascade of gravitational lensing, photons deflected by arc seconds, mirage.
Jesus Christ, I can see around corners.
T-minus 1 second. Boom. Men and women turn away, fall to their knees, are knocked flat on their asses by the blast, cross themselves, weep and wail and cover their ears as the bridge announces its deafening death throes and tumbles into the slime. Concrete and steel and whipping cables slicing apart monsters, if only for a few heartbeats, if only for the time required for them to coalesce again. But the bridge is down. And now it's up to the wards raised by the practitioners of forgotten sorceries, the priestesses who have called out to indifferent heavens, the marshalling of chaotic alchemical elemental Babylonian ninja motherfuckers. With a little luck and elbow grease, this has only been the beginning of the end, the beginning of an end. Punchline. But then, so is every day. Rimshot. Sting. Cue laugh track.